Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I am still dealing with this hair pomade. It's real, real sticky.
Your hair looks really good though, still.
Yeah, thanks.
It's not dry by now?
Yeah, it is, but it's dry, sticky.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the Axe brand. It kind of stays like that for a while.
I ordered myself some stuff. Some regular hair gel. Pomade tends to be a little bit thicker, pastier, if I will.
It's paste. That's what it's called.
Paste?
Yeah.
I'll go with it when I need, you know, special occasion willies or something like that. But I like also wearing my hat occasionally, too. I think putting product in your hair, if you don't put anything in your hair, it's probably a little more healthier for your hair.
Oh, for then sure.
Then jamming it full of pomade, like somebody came in my fucking hair.
Something about Mary.
Yeah, I just got something about married. Ooh. Although it was Dan had a nice touch today when he was doing my hair.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he can do that with just water if you'd like him to.
No.
I mean, if it's the hand thing that you like, he doesn't have to use pomade.
No, I know.
Yeah, just spit.
And Blitch, did you order me some like hair shampoo? Slowly, GFX Willie deal.
I have not, but I'm going to. I mean, actually, I'm probably going to get it locally, like today or tomorrow.
Oh, just get it locally?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not get Amazon Willie?
No, I'm gonna go to the store and look and like try to find a color.
I ordered a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Over the weekend that should be coming. I think it starts coming today, as a matter of fact.
Did you have it shipped here?
Yes.
All right, yeah, no, I usually do.
Just because I'm here more than I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
So be looking. And I always put personal on there.
No, I know.
Yeah.
How was your poop?
It was not really that good.
Barbie goods.
Did you get good gription?
Yeah, I got a good wipe. You know, I've not had a real messy wipe in a long time. It seems as though...
Because you're eating healthier.
Yeah, but also it feels like I haven't had a real nice, you know, real nice fucking 10-incher in a while either. And that'll probably be used against me. Tyler, Jesus, do not take that piece of sound and do it for me at the end of the day. I got to go to the doctor today and Friday. Hopefully I'm about done with this doctor shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking my life up. But I'm getting my life back on track health-wise. I got to tell you, man, Blitz, I've eaten both. I'm not trying to talk shit about one or the other, but I've eaten I've had some Eat Right Lifes.
Mm-hmm.
And that TB12, not only was the portion pretty large.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
But it was good as absolute shit. I'm going to eat. I got one other, I think. Did I bring two or I bring one?
I only saw one.
If I probably
get the other one at your house.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do when I get home is I'm going to fucking sneak over to the other side and get me a few of those.
They're a lot cheaper when you just steal them.
Yeah. Tara make pay $11.99 for them.
Normally they're $15 a piece. Bubba steals them. They're free.
Are they really that much?
Yeah. If you just buy one, they're like $15. If you buy, if you like get on their subscription service and do all that, then they're like 12 something.
$12.22 or $12.32 or something.
That's a lot of money for that kind of food.
Not really.
It's good, though.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, most of it's rice.
Yeah. But, man, the fucking convenience of it.
Oh, sure. That's what you're paying for.
It's just like, and it's freeze-dried, Willie, and then it's just like, it's just so convenient.
Mm-hmm. Saves you time, effort.
Oh, you get 12-plus meals are 12 per meal.
Like,
save 12% with membership. He loves 12.
12.
Now, Blitz, is the Eat Right Life as good? I mean, like, you know.
To be honest, I kind of like it better looks-wise and just...
Eat Right Life?
Yeah. And I like that it's fresh. They make it that week and they keep it fresh. The TB12 stuff is frozen.
I'd like to get a... You're right. I'd like to get a sponsorship from either Popeyes or Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Oh, man. I tell you, Popeyes with their red beans and rice are to die for. That's why I probably haven't taken a...
You like a white trash style, though.
What do you mean?
Isn't that how you order your sandwich? You put the rice on it or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, like, if I go to Popeyes, I order one of their most... And by the way, I think Popeyes has the best chicken sandwich. Like, everybody...
Better than BK's?
Everybody is in the, chicken sandwich world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't think of any... Hardee's, like, even the fringe, you know, places are... Everybody's in on the chicken sandwich deal. And I think I've tried chicken sandwiches from Burger King, McDonald's, Popeyes... Chick-fil-A, Kentucky Fried Chicken, like I'm everywhere. And nobody makes a better chicken sandwich than Popeyes. And then you get a little red beans and rice, just a little one. And you put it on top.
Is it mixed or is it separate?
What do you
mean? Are the beans and the rice mixed in one thing? One container?
Well, what they do is they put the rice down below and then they put a layer of red beans over the top of
it. Ooh, I like
that. No, it's opposite.
Oh, beans on the bottom.
Yes, beans on the bottom, rice on top.
Gotcha.
And then you stir it up, Willie.
Okay, gotcha.
Then you slather that on to your sandwich.
Oh, that sounds good.
I don't even got to put ketchup on. Hold on, that sounds good. You'd eat that? I mean, you would eat.
I mean, I like
chicken's
beans and
got
rice.
Buttholes.
And, huh?
Chicken's got buttholes.
Yeah, she wouldn't
no,
eat
I know,
chicken.
But I'm just saying I like the beans and rice on
When's
the sandwich. Sounds good.
Do you like red beans and rice?
Hell yeah, I do.
Do you have?
I've never been to Popeyes before in my life.
One of these days, can I bring you some fucking Popeyes red beans and rice?
Yes, please.
You want to go on a? Do you want to go on a Popeyes lunch
date? Yeah.
Just me and you.
Yep.
With I guess we can invite Blitz.
If you want to live.
I feel as if I need to. I feel as if I'm going on a bona fide, we're going to Popeye's lunch date. I feel as if, man code wise, I should invite. Now, Blitz may say, I don't want to fucking deal with that bitch, which that's fine.
Yeah.
But I feel as if, man code wise, if I go to lunch with you, I need to invite Blitz. That's
I don't
just
know,
out
Blitz.
Of respect. Out of respect.
Because he's my
Because he's just your fucking friend.
Yeah.
Because you, I mean, like, you guys are, I don't, besides me and him, you two are probably the two closest of the, well, and me and Tyler, of course, but I'm just saying, like, besides that, you two are the closest.
The closest duo? Yeah, I'd say so.
Probably.
No, no, meaning closest in friend. Me and Lummy aren't that close. No. Outside of the radio,
can't even
state.
Look you in the fucking face.
Right,
me and Tyler are going to go to lunch that day too.
I'd say me and Lummy are pretty close. Me and Tyler are fairly close. We haven't done a whole lot.
I told Tyler to watch out. I get too close to you.
I know. He hasn't even talked to me at all today.
Does Tyler like Popeyes?
No, Tyler hates everything.
Oh, him and I can go Chick-fil-A when you guys go to.
Well, don't think he's going to pay your portion because he's a fucking wedge.
Oh.
He's the kind of guy that invites you to lunch and make you pay your own. He's the kind of guy that has orders breakfast to be dropped off here and doesn't ask anybody else if they want shit. That's how he rolls.
A few days after, I bought him pizza and scooters. Oh. He gets a breakfast, doesn't even ask me if I want anything.
No, I think him and Ace's scooter adventure is on our YouTube channel. I think it got released yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Cool.
So, Anna, if we do a Popeyes deal... Would you get like a biscuit and like
I'm trying to look at their menu.
Yeah, like their menu online is not like they don't really show it. Yeah.
Honor, do you like biscuits?
Yeah. I mean, do they have jam?
Yes.
Okay, I could do biscuits and jam.
I could almost order for you.
Oh, yeah. What would you
do
order?
Do you have salads?
No, I don't know if fucking Popeyes has salads. Of course they don't.
Of course they don't.
What the fuck?
So if would you be mad if I tried to order one?
Welcome to Popeyes. May I take your order, please?
Yeah. Now, for me, here's what I'm ordering. Yeah.
Actually, it doesn't look like they have salads.
I could have told you that. Popeyes don't roll with fucking... Popeyes didn't become Popeyes they have fucking salads.
Their main menu options are nuggets, family meals, chicken sandwiches, signature chicken, handcrafted tenders, and seafood.
So here's what the fuck I'm ordering, okay? So if I go to Popeyes, if you go with me, Blitz, you may want their chicken sandwich. It's not probably good for you at all, but you would probably like it. But I bet you they got a grilled. I don't know if Popeyes does anything grilled.
Here's what I probably would do is order a chicken sandwich, cut it in half, and give you the other half.
Oh, well, that's even better.
Yeah, because the whole thing's too many calories.
Maybe I can
yeah.
get a cinnamon apple pie.
Apple pie.
I like apple pie a
so
lot.
This is what I would order you, okay? I'd order you a red beans and rice
okay.
with with two biscuits and an apple pie. Turnover, Willie.
Ooh, and coleslaw. I love coleslaw.
Oh,
you
like me
coleslaw?
Too.
Yes.
All right, then I'll get like the bigger coleslaw.
Yeah. I can get all the sides.
Oh, they have Cajun fries.
What are those?
They're, a lot of people call them Cajun. Cajun fries. French fries, but they're seasoned, kind of like Checkers.
Yeah.
I wonder who has better coleslaw, KFC or
why
or,
do you call them Cajun fries?
That's what they're spelled like. Kajun. Cajun.
He said Cajun.
Cajun.
He's making fun of me because one time I'd never seen the word Cajun, so I didn't know how it was spelled. And I asked
Hold on, hold on, everybody stop. Lummy, do you notice how much time they spend now there?
Yeah, a lot
now,
of time.
Like, hold on, no, this
I
is
never,
a story.
I never knew that they fucking are doing a lot of outside
No, 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 this is a story.
The word Cajun
hold on, stop,
together.
Stop. This is a story she told on the air. I wasn't involved in her in this
No,
deal.
This is like 12 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a story he knows.
Oh, well, again, to get to know each other 12 years ago stories,
we
Lummy.
Do like 18 shows together every week, so.
We talk every now
and
then.
Well, Bubba, you can share it with them at lunch and find out more about Anna, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it was just an
I don't
want
to know anything about her.
I know you don't.
Like, if I went to lunch with her, I would just talk about what I want, like, the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know.
Keep shoving that food in your mouth and shut the fuck up.
And, like, you know, she didn't get no dick this weekend.
I did not get.
And she's not looking for no dick.
I didn't get any dick. I did scare some men away, though.
What do you mean?
I went out on Saturday night with some friends.
By the way, I think Action Jackson has your part two ready to go this
week.
Yeah,
I took some video. I sent him four videos last night.
Here's what I got. Tyler and Lummy play. This is on our YouTube channel, which will be released this sometime this week. Tyler and Lummy play basketball. Bubba has meltdown. Lummy's lawn mowing. Bubba confronts road rage guy, which I'm going to play here momentarily, and I don't necessarily know that we should put up for people to watch. Anna's fun weekend part two. And already up, Tyler in a scooter during Hurricane Ida. Lummy, it's doing quite well. The Lummy 911 call meltdown, that's doing well.
Sweet.
And what else is doing well? The best of the week last week did well as well. So what were you saying earlier, Anna? What the fuck? I forgot.
Oh, I went out Saturday night.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I scared some men away.
So you went out Saturday night.
I did. And it was fun. We went to
yourself,
Bar Howard.
By yourself?
No, I don't go to clubs by myself, bubs.
I just asked who did you
You know
go?
The couple you think's trying to fuck me that's not trying to fuck me?
Mm-hmm.
I went with them.
Do you think they're trying to
fuck? No, they're definitely not trying to fuck. Although they do know about it, which was uncomfortable.
No, hold on. So they know that I've had that conversation?
Yeah.
Do they listen to the show or went back and saw a replay?
Yeah, sometimes they do. I didn't realize.
And so, now, did they address... Shh, don't step all over me.
Okay.
Did they address that they heard me monologue about them fucking you? Or are you guys all fucking?
Not this last time I hung out with them, but in prior times that we hung out, yes.
And how did they say it?
She just basically like took me aside. We were drinking and she's like, oh, by the way, I know about the threesome thing. She's like, I know that your boss thinks that we're trying to fuck you.
Now, Blitz, don't you think that maybe in the fucking game that you bring that up if you really do want to fuck?
Oh, they do. They absolutely do.
Because you're trying to get, hold on, because you're trying to get her climate on you saying that. You're trying to get, you know, like, right?
Yeah, you did the legwork for him, Bubba.
Yeah, I did all your legwork for you.
Yep.
So she comes in there and said, hey, listen.
Yeah.
We heard the, you know, wanting to have a threesome. Dude, that was so cute. That was so funny. Oh, my God.
Well,
is that what she said?
No, it was more along the lines of there was a third girl that was with us, and she wasn't very comfortable with, like, being on anything Bubba Army, because she was once before.
What
and
do you mean, being on anything Bubba?
Like,
oh.
I took a picture of all of us maybe in December of last year, and she was in it, and people were saying, like, mean things, and so she didn't like that, obviously. And so she didn't want to be a part of any sort of pictures, footage, content, whatever. Mm. So then when
she hates me. That girl.
She didn't hate you, but she just doesn't like, you know, she didn't choose the radio life. I did.
Right.
So that girl goes to the bathroom, and then the threesome girl says, hey, listen, like, so-and-so is not really comfortable with you posting anything with her in it, blah, blah. She's like, I don't care. She's like, I know about, you know, the threesome that, you know, you think that we're trying to fuck you. She's like, I don't care about any of that. And I went, oh, shit, you know about that? She goes, yeah. I went, oh.
But that's Anna.
Oh, no.
It's because you're so oblivious as to what the fuck's going on around here. Her saying that. Her saying that means, I mean, throw it over to Blitz. I mean, who will break it down negative but positive but tell the truth. I mean, Blitz, what's your interpretation?
Oh, they're trying to bang her so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been, I mean, so for real, right?
Yeah.
Anna, so how do you, see, I got to think that not only, like, that's just not your gig. Like, that's not what you're into at all. Like, that will never be your gig.
No.
Ever. You said you're not attracted to that guy either, right? Is that your type?
Well, I just, I mean, they're friends, and I just don't want to,
I don't even think if you were attracted to a dude and his girl that you would be, like, that's not your gig.
I just,
in my opinion, that's just never your gig.
It would never be my gig if I was the main girl or if I was the third wheel. Like,
right.
I just don't want,
that's
I just don't want
that. Not your jam, no matter how you slice it.
Yeah.
No. Whereas Lummy, I'm going to call you a liar, Lummy. Is if you and Ashley were hanging out with this cool hot chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like super cool like Ashley. And I think Ashley's a little bit of a female predator, and the fact that she wouldn't necessarily turn that down. Like, I think that she might be cool with that gig.
Yeah, she'd be cool with it.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
Oh. I know who this
Blitz.
Is.
You can't say it, Blitz.
No, Blitz.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying anything.
Hold on, everybody, be quiet. Hold on, everybody, quiet. Everybody, quiet. Everybody, quiet. Blitz, you don't say a word. Bob, don't say a word. I want everybody to drop this buzzer. Bob eats ass deal.
Wait, he does what, Bubba?
I'm dropping it.
Drop. What are you dropping?
You always trying to say and worm it in and just get it in.
What?
The buzzer Bob eats ass.
But hold on. But you're saying he doesn't.
He absolutely does not eat ass. And stop putting ass eating on Bob. Bob's fucking royalty around here.
Don't need to say it, Bubba, because you're saying it.
Buzzard Bob, never out of Blitz's lip again will come that Buzzard Bob likes, participates, or has anything to do with ass eating. He will also not be allowed to do a la, 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 or
How
anything
about,
like that.
Does he like to torpedo assholes
Blitz,
with his tongue?
Blitz.
Is he allowed to say that, or is
does
that
he
a
have
no?
an ass torpedo tongue?
All you're going to be able to say, Blitz, is when Bob calls in, is it's Buzzard Bob. He's fucking gear jamming across America, and he's Bubba Army Royalty.
Corn fed.
Bubba, I'm going to write that down. What is Blitz not allowed to say? He's going to the Trapper Keeper. No.
Hold on. You're going to the Trapper Keeper. You're going to the Trapper Keeper, and you're saying the only thing that Buzzard Bob is to be addressed as is a gear jamming, truck driving, cool ass Bubba.
That's Bob, by the way, Bubba. That's not
he's
even
actually
me.
Actually, eating ass
Bob.
On the air.
Bob, I'm sticking up for you being ass eating, and you're ass eating.
Well, I gotta be an ass too, Bubba. What the fuck?
Okay. Well,
what's he not supposed to be called?
I'm trying to.
Yeah. What am I not supposed to say?
You're not supposed to say Buzzard Bob likes to fucking tongue dart assholes.
Tongue dart assholes. Okay.
So Bob, Buzzard Bob,
torpedo
likes,
asshole,
likes conventional Little House on the Prairie missionary sex with not men, tonguing assholes. No asshole tonguing parameters
now,
at all involving.
Can we
Bob
start?
Cross, better known as goddamn Bob at Buzzard Bob.
Mrs. Buzzy likes a doggy in a cowgirl style.
Giving it or taking it?
No, not giving it.
Long pause, Bob. That's not good.
Mrs. Crom.
Can't have a long pause.
We're going to go on record saying Mrs. Buzzy likes it doggy style and reverse cowgirl. We
so
can
Bob,
say that.
Bob the Peggy, we can't start saying that?
No, Bob doesn't like to get pegged.
No.
Bob likes doggy.
Bob likes to give doggy. He doesn't fucking get doggy. Bob's a real man.
Bubba knows.
Bob's a real man.
Oh, Bubba knows? Bubba knows what?
Bubba knows that he's a real man.
Bob likes to get on all fours.
That's that what Bubba knows, Bob?
I don't know if Bubba knows Bob on all fours. I know Bob's a gear jamming, fucking truck driving motherfucker.
What kind of gear?
All right, Bob.
I can't get on all fours anymore. I'm too old.
You never get up.
Exactly. I get on all fours. All of a sudden, you'd have. Blitz, I get on all fours. All of a sudden, there'd be somebody like, you know, I'd be like, holy shit. And I couldn't get out of that position because it takes me a while to get going. I'd be like, oh, you caught me on all fours.
Oh, speaking of being on all fours, I would like to thank you, Bubba, for giving me that squeeze because it made me feel way better.
I gave a bunch of squeeze courses today, Bubba's chiropractic.
It really worked.
But anyway, can I say what I called in about?
What?
Bubba, are you ever going to let Lummy and Tyler have their gift I sent them? I know you got it.
What gift is that?
Anna, can you grab it? It's in the kitchen.
Hold on, it's
the box. Tell her it's the box next to the sink. Tell her real quick. She can't hear me.
Box next to the sink. She's an eyeball.
She's going to get that big one. Watch. She's going to get the one.
I yelled at you.
Bob. The one with all the flags on.
Bob, I don't keep gifts from anybody. It just takes a while to go through the processing unit here. I don't keep gifts for anybody, so don't spin it as I'm trying to hold it. I could give a fuck what you send to whoever.
I didn't spin it that way.
You were.
She got the right one.
You're like, okay, are you ever going to give their gifts to them, Bubba? Like insinuating I was holding on to them, buddy.
Well, yeah. Okay,
I'm very pro. You know I'm very pro Buzzard Bob. Now,
this is for Lummy and Tyler.
Lummy and Tyler.
Okay. Now, Bob, you know I'm very pro Buzzard Bob, motherfucker. I hope you know that.
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
You're my guy.
Fucking asshole. So here we go. So, does Tyler and Lummy have their presents?
It's the one that Lummy's going to open.
It's all in one box.
Man, it's big as fuck. Lummy, open up this box. Now, Lummy, do you need a knife? Or do you not have your knife?
I think mine's in my backpack.
You're probably going to need a knife.
Yeah, of course. Lummy doesn't have his knife. I'm not giving you my knife.
Yeah, I'm probably going to need a knife.
Where's that $10,000 show knife at?
I got it.
It's a show dagger.
Yeah, it's a $10,000
show dagger. Yeah, like a tongue dagger.
Oh, my God.
Blitz, you're wearing it.
And that's him doing that. He just went, blah, blah, blah.
That was Blitz. That was Blitz.
Well, he uses his truck keys like a real fucking white trash Willie.
You got it, Alan?
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
This is from Bob to you and Tyler. It's packaged in an all U.S. American flag.
Lummy's is actually for the little Wilbur.
Okay, Lummy. Lummy,
look, he made a little Bubba Army newbie sippy cup.
Oh, that's very
a
nice.
A newbie and sippy cup?
Lummy, a Bubba Army. Oh, that is, and it's Bubba Army, too. Aw. Man, Wilbur's going to fucking be more Bubba Army than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It says, congratulations on the up-and-coming birth. Me and Miss Buzzy made Little Walker some Bubba swag we will grow into quite quickly.
Nice.
Thank you.
See, Buzzard Bob, just when you want to call him an ass eater, he's so giftful. He's so nice.
I won't call him that.
Nobody will.
I'm not on this show.
This is the Jesus Tyler Clem.
Let's stop that.
What is this?
It's a tumbler. You want me to have... Tyler,
open it up. No, Tyler can get it after you've opened it up. Read what it says, Lummy. You got
to
read it.
It says, Tyler Jesus Clem, welcome to the Bubba Army. Sincerely, Buzzy.
Look at that, even welcoming my son to the Bubba Army. Look at that, and it's a Bubba Army. Oh, that is nice as fuck.
That's nice. I like the word.
That is nice as fuck, Bob. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Where
what
you at
what color is that, Lummy?
It's like a wood grain.
Ass brown.
We were supposed to say that.
I'm glad somebody else said it because I was thinking it.
It's ass-eaten brown.
Exactly. It's Buzzy's tongue brown.
Hey, we love the fuck out of you, Bob. We'll see you in January, okay?
We did a bunch of bottles. Thank you, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
I love you all, too.
Love you, too.
See you, Buzzy.
Bye, buddy.
See all the bottles?
It's Madeira Beach brown is what they said.
Oh, shit.
Oh, all right, here. Sorry. Hold on. Oh, hello. Hey, what's up?
Is this your road rage video?
No, this is right here, and I don't know that I can put.
Oh,
I don't know.
Little camo.
I don't know if I can between Rick and all the people. Lil Wilbur's got a nice little fucking ensemble. Does he not?
Yeah, he does. Look
all right.
All that shit.
So,
Lummy's still pulling it all
I
out.
I know. A little hat.
There's tons of it.
Oh, hold on, wait. Let's go through it all, Lummy. Jesus, Lummy.
I was saying it.
That.
Yeah, they got the bottles. They got a little Bubba Army. Cap for him?
That little beanie. That little motherfucker's going to be straight.
That's cool. Camo. It's Carhartt.
Oh, that's high-dollar shit.
Yeah, on the back it has his name. Little
Walker.
Oh, Little Walk. Oh.
And then another little
camo. Hey, Lummy, you want to get some pussy? Come home with that shit tonight.
Oh, I know.
She'll attack you for, oh, you're doing things for our baby.
A little fertilization going to happen.
Speaking of that.
Now do your best, Buzzard Bob, and tongue my asshole.
Speaking of that camo, I watched a 9/11 documentary the other day. And we agreed to pay the Afghan army for all their uniforms. So their general picked out the colors. And he's like, I like this one. And it's for it's forest green camo. Which they have no force Afghanistan at all. And they picked a pattern out that we didn't own. So we had to pay a 30% above and beyond for every uniform we had because we didn't own the pattern. So we bought uniforms for them for shit that doesn't even fucking matter.
For the jungle.
For the jungle. And then had to pay a fucking 30% upcharge because we didn't own the pattern.
There's fucking Sleepy Joe. Meanwhile, I'll be like,
that
hey.
Wasn't his
no,
fault.
I think it,
whose fault was
and,
it?
Well, it might have been during Trump. But we agreed to buy. We said you pick out what you guys need for your military, and that's what their fucking general picked out. He's like, I like this one.
Is that the accent he had?
Yeah,
I like this one. Taliban Southern.
Well, this
now?
Fucking documentary too. Like they had foreign people talking, and they had no subtitles or no voiceovers, so you had no idea what the fuck they were saying.
I gotta go watch that Clinton thing tonight.
Yeah, it's gonna be good
on FX.
What time
all right,
is
so
it?
This isn't my most proud. I don't know what it is. I'll probably just watch it when it's. In tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, me too.
This isn't my most proudest moment,
this
ladies and gentlemen.
This is Bubba Crow.
This is Bubba Crow. And so we're driving, me, Ace, Tyler, and the Merch Crick are driving to Volusia Speedway Park. We're almost there. We're literally 8 minutes from being there. And for the last 15, 20 minutes, I've been following this fucking Prius, who is Johnny, two-lane highway, get out, pass a guy, here comes a car, got to duck in real fast before you head collision, the guy, and he's bettered himself three positions. And everybody is mad. Everybody's flipping him off, honking. One guy that was coming the opposite direction actually leaned out of his truck because it was a super close call and was like flipping him off. And so I said, you know what? If we get stopped at this stoplight, I was so mad. I wanted to fight the guy. Maybe this is a problem. Maybe I have anger issues. Blitz, do you get this mad sometimes on the road?
Very rarely.
Mm. Hang me out.
Well, I'll drive very aggressive and stuff, but I don't really get all that angry that often.
How about you, Lummy?
Yeah, I get angry sometimes like that.
Are you the same way as me? Like, you want to fight a guy?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy could have very well fucking said, yeah, pull over, and he just whipped my fucking ass. I
or
know that.
Shoot you. Yeah.
I know that, I mean, but I can't help it.
I'll like flick somebody off or something, but I don't go crazy. I don't, whatever.
Hey! You stupid fuck! What are you doing? What the fuck do you think you're doing? Driving like that, you dumb fuck? Pull the fuck over.
Yeah, I'm a little bit Bubba Crow here, am I not?
Yeah.
Now, do you think this guy thinks this guy's insane?
Oh, yeah.
Or does he think I'm as crazy as he is?
I think he thinks you're crazier.
Yeah.
He looks high.
High as fuck. High and stupid as fuck. What's your problem?
He's got nothing for you.
Well, hold on. Then it kind of pisses me off more.
Yeah.
Because it's like he didn't put over my heat.
Yeah, he didn't at all.
Hey, stupid fuck! What's your problem?
That K&N sounds nice, though.
Yeah, it does. K&N sounds bad as fuck. Anyway.
Now, what's your plan from here? Oh, there's
no nothing. I just, you know, nothing. He then was.
Did you try to, like, tailgate him or anything?
Nope. I didn't. I didn't at all. I just stayed, you know, four or five.
Fall into a restaurant and stab him in the neck and all the other people around you. All the people around didn't even notice it.
I actually made a left into the speedway and he kept going, and I think he was just real fucking happy that Johnny fucking real mad around the edges was gone. Because I made a left eventually.
When he stabs him in the cafe and no one does anything.
What, listen, if I'm at a cafe and a guy just got stabbed and a guy gets stabbed in the neck, I'm doing two things. I'm getting the fuck out of there and I'm calling 911.
People just keep having coffee like nothing the fuck happened.
Right.
Oh man, Papa,
it was the dumbest fucking movie ever. It was the dumbest fucking movie
Dude,
ever.
Why are you dumb?
So me and Anna were watching, because we watched it here. That was the hurricane night.
Oh, shit.
And we were like, I don't know, what, 20, 30 minutes into it? And like, just like kind of looked at each other and we're like, what the fuck
is this?
No,
I said to you, I'm like, is this movie fucking horrible?
And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, all right, I don't want to say anything because like Bubba said this movie's good. So I'm thinking, maybe I'm just fucking like so jaded this movie.
Yeah, maybe you're just so fucking mean and negative that nothing's good.
No, that's what I thought too. And I'm like, holy fuck. And then like she said something. I'm like, oh, thank God it's not me. I'm like, this movie sucks.
Look at this mountain of a man.
Jesus.
Look at this mountain of a man.
Oh, hey.
Bird's eye view.
And let me look. You're just staring off into space.
It's hot. But it's hot out there.
Look.
I just have to do that.
Let me.
Warm. Grass is a little long, so I'm going to do a little yard work.
Let me, if I haven't said already, I want to say now, thank you.
Oh, no problem.
It looks great. Thank you. No problem. Yeah,
yes, sir. Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Hey, Lummy. Okay. I need you to do the roof. I need you to clean the algae off the side of the D. I need you to clean the fucking goats. I need you to do everything, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Oh, hey, no problem.
I'll take care of it.
No problem. Okay. Lummy, I need you to work like fucking 25 to 30 hours just on the Bubba Army grounds alone, okay?
Okay, no problem. I'll do it. I'll get on it.
And do a little weed whacking. See how much I can get done. Don't forget to like, subscribe.
Lummy, you're just lost.
Notification bell for any time that we go live or upload a new video. Lummy out.
Actually, no, here's what's in his head right now. He's thinking, okay, I'm here to help and clean up. I'm on after hours, but I'm worried that Bubba might show up here and yell at me. Well, am I right, Lummy?
Lummy.
Yes. He's worried that you're going to pull up and go, what are you doing, Lummy? Why are you doing
this? Did I park the truck?
Here's how it goes.
I parked the truck around the
corner. Here's how it goes. Lummy, what the fuck are you doing? Do you know how many gate times this gate opens up during the weekend? Lummy, what the fuck are you doing?
Yep.
I was thinking about, Lummy, what the fuck are you doing here? What? I'm trying to help.
I'm here by all my off time, just mowing the grass for free.
Mom, do it after the show.
What the fuck? Did you use your lawnmower?
Yeah.
And not mine?
He brings his own.
Yeah, I didn't want to go all the way to the back.
Is your lawnmower better than
mine? He's afraid, Bubba, he'll be pushing your mower, and he's like, why the fuck are you using my mower?
So what is that, 25?
He loads the fucking mower up in his own truck and brings it.
And parks outside the building?
Yes.
Lummy, is yours like 55,000 RPMs? Listen to this thing.
I sped up the video.
Actually, yours looks lighter than mine.
It is actually a lot lighter, and it's good for that ditch, because yours is heavy. It's hard to pull out.
We need to get a lighter mower. Blitz, do they make battery-operated mowers?
Yeah,
or are they
suck,
though.
But
are they suck?
Unless you spend a lot of money, they're not that good.
Remember Seth had one, the Ryobi, that was controlled by a battery?
Yeah. Now, like, Ryobi and stuff, they do make nice ones, but they're like $500-$700. If you buy the $200 one, you're buying garbage.
Lummy, you're getting fucking after it, though, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah.
Lummy, you're just whipping that thing around like it's nothing.
Oh, it's super light compared to yours.
Sounds like a model airplane.
Lummy, it looks like you got to cut your foot off of this technique. Watch right here, watch. Lummy!
Little Wilbur's going to have a father with one leg.
I can't even tell you. The next time I'm going to be mad at you, I just got to take this under consideration. You're just such a great guy.
Oh, thank you, Bubba.
Thank you for doing that for me. It's so much needed. Butch, will you look and see if this is the rainiest summer we've ever had? It seems like it's one of the wettest, does it not?
It's pretty wet. It's raining right now.
Soaking wet.
Is it raining right now?
Mm-hmm. It's nice out.
And what's the weather forecast for? Is it rain all day?
Let's see.
I think off and on all day, basically.
It's like 50-60% for the rest of the week.
And then, Anna, now is this...
Yeah, it's raining all week.
All week?
Yep.
How about Friday?
Woo! Yep.
Welcome to the Bubba Army YouTube channel.
It's raining.
Like, oh, shit.
Oh, that's Ivor. That's after Saturday
night. This past Saturday night?
Yeah, we went to...
Jackson got this shit up that fast?
Yeah, I sent it to him like last night at like 9:30 p.m.
Truly the Action Jackson. Mm-hmm. Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
Hmm? 813, hello.
Appreciate it.
He's
gonna
crash the horse.
Now, Anna...
Yeah.
It's Saturday night. Are you with your little group of people?
Yes, but I'm...
Swingers.
Yeah.
The swingers.
Just the three of us.
Oh, so it's just him, her, and you.
Yeah, we went to Soho, and then the guy wanted to do a little walk through Ebor for some people watching.
And
I gotta tell you,
it is a great people watching.
It is, but Ebor's I was wearing awesome. Wedges, and I wanted to just be home.
There were three horse cops behind that guy.
I'm just trying to catch the humanity.
Oh, and there is a humanity factor here, is there not?
Me and Lummy saw some horse cops last time.
Yeah.
Is that Prana?
I think so.
But you used to have a club in Ebor, right?
Yeah, but man, I don't know that people... I didn't know that Ebor looked
block
like...
off the street, I didn't realize.
I didn't know that Ebor's humanity was like this when I was...
Oh, it's... Usually way worse.
Ebor's back, baby.
Actually, I think back when you were there, it's worse.
This was pretty mild night.
Is Ebor back, Blitz?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's not kind of like what it used to be, but it's better than it was a few years ago.
What? He didn't flip it?
That's why it got put up so quick.
Oh.
Anna, I mean, you can't expect him to flip when you
record. What, are you taping like Tyler?
Anna, when you record wrong.
No, it's sideways. Look, the video is sideways.
I did it long ways.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the video's taken right.
The video was taken.
Is that Riverwalk?
Yeah. I'll say I just walked on there this weekend.
Trying to watch. If you watch the video, you got to go like this.
You got to flip your monitor sideways.
Jackson, what the fuck?
I mean, I may have sent it like that, but I took it sideways, as you can see. Like, I didn't take it long ways.
Well, I don't think Action Jackson would fucking put it up that way. That's probably how it digested and got sent to him.
But you can't.
And nobody,
he's an editor. Flip
and nobody checks their work around here. They just fucking cut and paste well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there you go. I mean, looking kind of hot there, Anna.
Yeah.
I like the strap around the top of the neck deal.
You mean my purse?
We are.
No, this top. See how it's, like
it's
a little...
racer back? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks
good.
Don't try
to fucking
no, I'm sorry.
Me
thank
out.
You. I appreciate you.
Hello?
Hi. Hey. No, you're right. I wouldn't fuck it up.
By the way, it's Action Jackson, who sounds like an 80-year-old man.
Oh.
Action, was it sent to you that way?
What? I'm sorry. I just had a video and you playing at the same time. What?
I said, was it sent to you that way?
Yes, it was sent to me that
so
way.
So spin it. You're editor.
Have you ever thought about maybe rotating it over there, buddy?
There's no way I can, man. For some fucking reason,
what?
You can't change the way a video looks like that unless I'm missing out on something. But I've never been able to do it. That's why it took me so long.
Lummy knows how to do that.
Okay, well, show me how to do it then.
Yeah, show fucking Jackson how to do it.
See, I did all the videos where it was horizontal.
All right, let's let's be cheerleaders. Not Ooh. Critics.
Okay, sorry.
Okay?
Doing great. Thank you so much.
Rather than to tell Action he sounds like an 80-year-old man and he fucking...
You're the one that said that.
Yeah, you said
park
that,
Park the car.
Jackson, I think there is a setting where you can flip something over the other way, I think.
Yeah, it depends on the program, but I know in like Adobe, there's a rotate one.
What program do you use, Action?
I use Premiere Pro, the one, the good one.
Adobe, yeah,
Premiere Pro.
Yeah,
Premiere
the
Pro.
Adobe, yeah, the Adobe one.
Lummy, then if you can know where within Premiere Pro, when it's where you flip, then if you could let Action Jackson know, he'd be certainly appreciated. He's pocketing his car.
Yeah.
And Anna, you might want to be mindful, Anna, that if you may have recorded it one way.
Yeah, well, Anna, look at the text messages that you sent me and look at how the video looks.
I figured you're the video guy. You can just flip it. That's how it saved in my phone.
All about, man.
Anna.
That's how it saved to my phone. What am I supposed to do?
Anna.
Yeah.
If it's saved to your phone fucking sideways, there's a part, you know, we have to be responsible. We just can't let him fucking edit everything.
But it's video. I don't know.
You know how sometimes you have your phone like kind of like halfway sideways and it doesn't do the flip? It may have not done the flip, you know?
Okay. I mean, I held it the same way on all of the videos, but all right. I mean,
but hold on.
I'm sorry it's
not
that way.
When you sent it to him, did it send sideways?
It sent vertical, and I noticed that. I didn't know why, but I just thought, oh, well, he's a video
literally,
guy.
Literally, in Premiere, if you click on Effects and click on Rotate, you can just, and then you can drag
so
it to however you want.
He's a video guy.
It's 2 seconds.
Okay.
I didn't mean to be a dick about it. I just, that's how it's saved.
Let me see. No, I know. I'm not saying that. Hey, man.
Edit. Let me see if I can flip
it. I put it in the way that you sent it to me.
Oh, I can flip it for you maybe right now. I don't know. No, maybe not.
Well, yeah, you could have done that before you sent it, but you can't.
Dude, you're the video guy.
No kidding.
I just
you're
the
guy we hired
video.
To edit videos, man. Edit the video.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Jesus Christ. That is right. I put that thing up 6 hours after I got it while working the fucking overnight shift. So, you know.
Okay?
Jackson, I'm on your side. My people are fucking impossible. They think that there's, you know, it just nobody can work together. Everybody just wants to fuck with each other.
All right,
and
I get it.
And
it
gets a little overwhelming.
I'll send it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to freak
Anna,
out.
Shut the fuck up, Anna.
It's way too late for that. First, I mean, once you send it, and I put it in. And yes, I could have, if I.
Jackson,
I wanted to get up as soon as possible.
Jackson, don't worry about it, bud. Okay. It's for real. I'm not mad at you. I just get so fucking tired of all the bullshit around here with everybody blaming everybody, and it's never anybody's fault. It's always the next person's fault, and it just gets a little overwhelming.
Me, I mean, this shit is taking over my
We got one video guy that's responsible for 6 motherfucking people that are sending videos to him. Maybe we ought to learn how to do our own videos so he's not so overwhelmed.
I used to.
Okay. No, it's fine. You can send it to me, but it's just it's so much easier if you send it right. And I don't like to take creative control like that. If somebody sends me something, I like to put up what
but obviously you can see it sideways.
Well, I don't know.
Listen,
maybe you're
hey, buddy, I just rotated it. Don't even worry about it. I sent it. I can redo this video today. No problem. Should I do it? I honestly don't mind doing it. I can do it on iMovie. No problem.
Jackson, don't worry about it, buddy. If she wants her fucking video up, she'll get it fixed. It's not set for broadcast. I was just watching it, trying to promote her, not knowing it was going to be a big fuck fest like this. So,
and here's the deal. And I'm not so. The reason I put fun in quotations for the first one and for this one, which I have to say that I was wrong. I did not think that these videos would get any play. But the first one fucking killed, so I'm obviously wrong on that, so I'm sorry.
No, Anna is a big view grabber. Like, she really, really is. It's just that everybody's got such a big fucking swing and dick around here that everybody thinks it's the next person's responsibility to clean up their shit, and it just gets a little overwhelming while you try to, what, me, I have to manage all this bullshit. All the people that are mad. I got to manage Jackson. I got to manage Blitz. I got to manage Tyler. I got to manage Lummy. I got to manage Anna. I got to manage Dave. I got to Dan. I got to manage, it's nobody's fault except the guy who fucked it up's fault. So it just gets a little overwhelming sometimes.
And I work 5 overnights a week, and then I do your show until at least noon to 1 every single day. So, I'm trying my fucking hardest.
We know, Jackson. That's why I'm on your team, buddy. Everybody else is a bunch of dicks, but not me.
Well, I didn't do anything.
No, I mean, no.
And Lummy.
Lummy's not
a dick either.
Lummy is very helpful. And everybody's been very helpful. I mean, Dr. Dan above all, to be honest.
Yeah. He has a whole blown video crew he has in the carriage house right now.
No, he doesn't. He has his own fucking...
Jackson,
it's called a joke.
It's called a joke, buddy.
No, I know, but okay. That dude's worked so fucking hard. It just, you know, it's
Jackson, you need to lighten up a little bit. Everybody needs to lighten up, everybody. Everybody just needs to lighten up a little bit because when you guys start fucking around, it starts getting to me. And so I'm just saying. Jackson, I'll talk to you soon. I'll probably via text today, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye, thanks.
Bye, sorry.
Do you guys understand where I'm coming from? It's just like, whatever. I was ready to, I got to go to the doctor anyways. This has been a good little time for us to, you know, just say whatever. Just end the show, so to speak.
Why?
Just because. Just
you mad at me?
I'm going to tell Jackson, first of all, don't call the show. And then you guys need to, like, you know, instantaneously, Blitz jumps on him. Blitz jumps right the fuck on him and to venue. And then, you know, he doesn't know. You have to work with this guy. He's doing the best that he can. We're so quick to tell everybody how much they fucking suck and how it's wrong when I'm not paying a lot. And in order to be a video editor, you have to follow the show. And he's doing as good as he can.
Okay.
And we literally have four or five people that are sending him stuff along with the show, stuff that he has to break up along with. I mean, he's got it's a lot of work. No, we haven't been able to keep a video editor since we've tried to hire a video editor, because it's overwhelming for most people.
I
think this guy has a good heart. I think he's Bubba Army. I've known him since the Sirius days. He's not a quitter. He's working his ass off. But when our excuse is, oh, well, you're the video editor, you do it, and you have the ability to do it, I think that's kind of bullshit. Just because, I mean, you know, if you know how to fix it, then why don't you send it fixed?
Well, I've never rotated a video before, so I didn't know. And that's just how it saved on my phone. I took all the videos the same way, and when it was like 9:30 last night, and I was like, well, that sounded weird, but I'm like, I'm sure he can just rotate it 90 degrees to the left. But, you know, I didn't realize it was more work than it was, but no problem.
I really don't think it's that big a work. I don't think up until...
Right, so that's why I didn't think about it.
I don't think that up until just now he knew how to fix it. So,
and neither
did I,
so that's my bad too. And
so
I just figured it out.
Let's make sure that our first excuse that we use is not, he's the video editor, he needs to fix it. That's not what I want to hear from people. If we could make that
smaller. That's fair, and I'm sorry, Jackson. I didn't mean to, you know... freak out.
Everybody starts freaking the fuck out, and all it does is stress me out.
Sure.
We don't need that before you go to the doctor.
No, I just, the less you can stress me out, the better. So that's great. Lummi, thank you for everything. Anna,
thank you. Sorry.
See you tomorrow.